Welcome back, everybody, to the Rule Your Pool podcast. I'm your host, Eric Knight with Arenda, and this is episode 50. Just saying that sounds incredible. I can't believe we've actually done 50 episodes, and this is something that we do, when we can. We do what we can when we can, as we say at Arenda. Anyway, this is part three of our calcium issues five-part series. Today, we're going to talk about calcium nodules. Some people call them calcium boogers, calcium volcanoes. These things kind of ooze out of your cement surface, and they don't look very attractive. And in some pools, you might have a handful of them. You may only have one. It may droop down and dribble down the walls with gravity, or you may have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, and they really stand out. They're very annoying, and there's two types of them, and we're going to talk about that today. Just if you want to go back for more context, we do talk a lot about cement chemistry in three previous episodes. Mostly, we talk about it in our two startup episodes, episodes 12 and 13. If you want to go back and listen to them for more context, that will sort of prepare you for how calcium cures. And if you want to listen more about, I know we mention nodules in it, but episode 41, when we talk about efflorescence and weepers and other things, we're going to be talking about those topics. So that's 12, 13, and 41, if you want to go back in time. Without further ado, this is episode 50, and today we are talking about calcium nodules.
Welcome to Rule Your Pool, the podcast by Arenda that explains and simplifies pool chemistry so that anybody, regardless of experience, can understand it. I'm your host, Eric Knight, bringing clarity to these subjects so that you can bring clarity to your water. If you're ready to rule your pool, then let's go.
Now, before getting into this, if you have never seen a calcium nodule, some of the descriptions and the visuals I'm going to explain, they're not going to make a lot of sense. So if you go on blog.arendatech.com and search the term nodule, N-O-D-U-L-E, you will find an article that has these visuals in there for you. You can also do this from the Arenda app. You just tap on the main menu, go to articles, type in nodule, you will see it again. You can also see it if you type in efflorescence or weepers, because those are in similar articles. There will be mentions of nodules. You can also just Google them. You can find On Balance's description. You can find the National Plasterer's description. It will help, if you've never seen these, to look at pictures of what I'm talking about, because otherwise this is going to sound pretty foreign, and I just want you to have some context for the descriptions I'm about to give. So let's start with what a nodule is. A calcium nodule, this is Arenda's definition, by the way, a calcium nodule is a deposit of calcium carbonate and perhaps other minerals that come from within or behind a cement pool finish and deposit on the outside of where those minerals came through that finish. Now that I'm saying that, I probably shouldn't say that's an Arenda definition. That's an Eric definition. That's how I view it. Let me try to simplify that into English. A nodule is calcium carbonate deposits that form around a weakness in a cement finish that was caused by minerals being pushed out from within or behind that cement finish. Yeah, that's better. So when we get to calcium nodules, we are not the experts, and therefore I'm going to explain the two diametrically opposed opinions on how calcium nodules are formed. And these are the two expert groups: National Plasterers Council and On Balance. The National Plasterers Council is a trade organization for plasterers and concrete people. They've done a ton of research over the years. And then On Balance is a research group that has serviced thousands of pools over the years, and they've done their own experiments as well. And when it comes to nodules, these are the two groups that dominate the conversation. They both have a lot of merit in their theories. They've both done a lot of experiments for them. And there might be some grumbling if you're listening to this, saying, oh, how dare you give the voice of the other people. You know, this is our podcast, and we're speaking to the homeowners, we're speaking to the trade on our terms. We at Arenda believe you should hear both sides of this, because I think they both have merit. There's actually a lot of common ground. So the NPC's argument is that when plaster is hydrating, it's losing volume because hydration begins on the truck and you put water and cement and all that stuff and you trowel it in and then you try to fill the pool up as fast as possible, because as these cement compounds set up, they're losing volume as moisture leaves. And you get these thousands and thousands of micro cracks, and that's all normal because the volume of the cement is getting smaller, so it has to create, you know, micro cracks that eventually get filled in with calcium hydroxide. Again, we talked about this in our startup episodes 12 and 13. All of this is known. Hydroxides will fill in those little voids and micro cracks, and then they will carbonate eventually into calcium carbonate, reinforcing the substrate, and voila, you've got a good surface. Awesome. But in some cases, the NPC argues, it can hydrate too fast. Maybe it's too hot of a day, it's too dry, it's too windy, whatever. And you can actually have bigger cracks that are big enough that they can't fully be sealed up by calcium hydroxide, and that's a weakness. Or maybe the ground shifts and you get a structural weakness and a crack forms there or something like that, and you have these little voids and hollow spaces. What they're saying is aggressive water will exploit that, and it'll go in there and it'll pull mineral salts out like calcium hydroxide, and they'll carbonate, and you'll get a nodule around those weaknesses on the surface. Now, if I'm understanding this right, and I think I am because I've read everything that's published on this, and I've watched all the videos, there's kind of two ways this can happen. This can come from within the cement or from behind the cement. And when I say behind, I mean between the plaster and the gunite shell. That would be called delamination because it's creating a boundary between where that cement should be bound and attached to the concrete shell. There could be water trapped back there, and that can force chemistries to happen behind enemy lines, so to speak. Instead of all from the pool carbonating into the cement, you actually have some that flanked the cement and got behind it, and now you've got carbonation going on behind there, reacting with, you know, calcium hydroxides and all that, and it's pushing it out through the weakness that water originally came in. Then it deposits on the outside of that weakness, like a pinhole, usually a pinhole or a very small crack. Something like that is generally what the NPC's argument is making. It either comes from behind the cement or it comes from within the cement. And that weakness, if it's not caused by initial hydration loss, is caused by aggressive water, meaning aggressive water is going to create the pinhole. It's going to create that crack. It's going to create that weakness, that flaw. And then it's going to exploit and it's going to pull this stuff out. Or in the case of delamination, moisture will be pushed out through pressure and it'll take minerals with it. So that's the NPC's opinion. Again, this is my summary of it. Don't take my word for it. If I'm speaking out of turn, that's how I interpreted the information. Google it. Seriously, do your own research. I don't want to do any disservice. Hear them in their own words. I think there's a lot of merit to what they're saying. Now let's talk about the opposing opinion from On Balance. What caused the initial weakness? What caused that pinhole or that micro crack or whatever that weakness was in the cement? NPC says it was aggressive water. On Balance says not so fast. That's a plaster failure or a plastering failure. That's a workmanship problem or a material problem, because aggressive water would etch uniformly. It wouldn't just pick that one little spot and say drill. That's not how aggressive water works. And by the way, they're right about that. Everything that we've read from concrete studies and all this stuff, even from the NPC technical information, aggressive water doesn't pick one area to drill into. Now, On Balance acknowledges if that weakness was already there, hell yeah, aggressive water is going to attack it. It's the path of least resistance. Of course it's going to exploit an existing weakness or a pre-existing condition. If there's a little crack there, yeah. Yeah, aggressive water will take advantage of that, but it won't cause that. And it may not be aggressive water that causes it, but On Balance is saying, look, it could be ground shifting. It could be a settling of the earth. It could be too slow of a pool fill, which actually agrees with the NPC that the hydration rate was inconsistent. What? Is inconsistent the right word? Let me think about that. Accelerated drying, maybe. On Balance would say you put too much calcium chloride in the mix. It accelerated this too fast. Therefore, it lost volume too fast. It set too quick. You didn't fill the pool up quick enough. So I mean, there's delicate lines on what actually caused the weakness to begin with, but On Balance is saying it wasn't aggressive water that caused it. It could be aggressive water that exploited it, but it didn't cause it. Okay? You'd have pre-existing cavities from plaster cleats, but you'd only see those on the floor where the cleats were used. You wouldn't see those on a wall. Okay? NPC says they've debunked the cleat idea, you know, that these holes could be put in. They've did tests and they debunked that. Okay, well, maybe they did. I haven't seen that research, but I've heard about it. But the point is, both sides agree that these are minerals that are being relocated, because you could argue that they're being pushed. NPC argues they're being pulled, but they're coming out into the pool and they're depositing around the opening of these weaknesses. That's where the nodule forms. On Balance goes on to say in their video, and again, you can Google this. It's not hard. Just Google calcium nodules. You're going to find both the NPC and On Balance's opinion and our article. But they're saying if water gets through this pinhole or this weakness that was pre-existing, yes, it's going to start a carbonation process behind that plaster or deep within it, where these compounds have not been exposed to carbon and alkalinity yet. That can create pressure, and it's going to push this stuff out into the pool. That makes a lot of sense to me. That actually makes a lot of sense, because this is basically efflorescence. So if you have moisture trapped behind the plaster or even deep within it, and you've got a reaction that's changing the chemistry back there and it gets pushed into the pool, yeah, if that's happening at the right rate, you could get a calcium nodule that's formed there. Makes perfect sense to me. But it really makes me think of calcite crystals, because in the winter, as we'll discuss in our next episode, calcium hydroxide is pulled to the surface, or pulled from within the surface, I guess, and it is growing from the plaster. We've had lab studies done on this, that this is not depositing from the water. Remember, we went back two episodes ago, and the clear definition of scale is it had to come from the water being oversaturated, and it landed on stuff, because there was too much sugar in the drink. There was too much calcium carbonate in solution, and it fell out of solution from the water and landed on surfaces. That is not what's happening here. These are not scale, but they could be calcium carbonate. In fact, they almost always are. Same with calcite crystals. They're calcium carbonate, but they're not scale. They're coming from within. Question is why, and how do we prevent them? So, both sides will acknowledge, yes, these are minerals from within the cement. No one's saying these are scale, because they're not. And that's the truth. They're not scale. They're coming from within. It's just argument on why they're coming out. Okay. On Balance is saying they're being pushed out. They're being forced out. And the NPC is saying that aggressive water is reaching in and pulling out. And in the case of delamination, it could be pushed out from pressure. But the point is, we're getting into the weeds over there. Here's our opinion. This is Arenda's opinion on this, based on what we have seen and reading extensively what both sides have said. This calcium nodule issue is efflorescence on a small scale. We talked about efflorescence in episode 41. You can go back in time and listen to that if you want to. Efflorescence is the transfer of minerals through concrete because of hydraulic pressure. So water is pushing through cement, and it's taking some minerals with it, and then it deposits it on the other side. You've got calcium deposits coming through the tile grout. It may be dripping down over tile, but it's not coming through tile. It's only coming through the grout. Dead giveaway. That's not scale. Scale would land on everything. If it's only coming from the grout, it's coming from behind the grout. Same with crystals. You're never going to have crystals that are on a light fixture or on a plastic fitting or a ladder or a rail good. Crystals come from cement. Calcium nodules are basically a form of efflorescence, in our opinion, because you've got moisture trapped deep within or behind the cement, and it's being pushed through. Yes, I said pushed. Because if aggressive water was aggressive enough to go in and pull things out, rapidly enough anyway, unless conditions were perfect, and they so rarely are, you wouldn't see calcium nodules. The water would be aggressive enough that it would be dissolving these compounds and pulling them into the water, which tells me aggressive water isn't pulling this stuff out. It's being pushed out into the pool. The high pH is creating a scale-forming environment, and it is forming a nodule on the outside in the pool, and you can see it, and it creates a raised bump that you can actually feel. I've seen them where they're big and they droop down with gravity and they look, yeah, like blisters oozing down. It's really nasty looking. I've also seen pools that don't really have much drip down, but they've got hundreds and hundreds of tiny little nodules. And so that tells me a lot right there. Usually it's hydraulic pressure. It's water pressure from behind the concrete shell. In my experience with nodules, and I've seen a lot of them, there's almost always a weakness in the concrete shell. This is either a failure to waterproof because of a high water table or whatever else, or not thick enough gunite or dense enough gunite or shotcrete, whatever you want to call it. The concrete shell is not dense enough. It's not watertight. Therefore, moisture from the ground is able to push through the back of your concrete pool shell. Yes, believe it or not, that can happen. And eventually it pushes through the pool. I've seen it happen in coastal areas and the entire state of Florida. But if you have enough groundwater pressure, yes, this can absolutely happen. You might be thinking, how can I prevent this? Will water chemistry prevent nodules? No. No, because water chemistry didn't start the nodules. The MPC would argue that it can create the voids. But I don't see that. I'm not saying it's not possible. But when I've seen nodules, it's almost always along a crack line or behind a weeper that's forcing delamination, meaning water's coming from behind the concrete shell and creating a delamination issue. You never really see nodules like that in a raised spa because there's no groundwater behind that raised spa. I have seen nodules in spas, but they're not forced by weepers or anything like that. Usually, they're going to be at the very bottom of the spa, and there is some moisture that was trapped behind it, and you can tap on it when you drain the spa. You can actually knock on it. You can hear that it's hollow behind there. There was a delamination, but not from behind the concrete shell. Maybe I'm getting into the weeds there. Pool builders listening to this are going to know what I just said. But the point is, if you have nodules, water chemistry itself cannot stop them once they've started. Yes, you can balance your water. You could keep it slightly, you know, LSI aggressive, not in the red on the Arenda app, in the yellow. So just below zero so that you're keeping it soluble. You won't see them, but, you know, the weaknesses are still there. So the old school thought was, oh, you got to let them run their course. I taught this for years that, oh, yeah, you know, eventually, you know, there's going to be nothing left behind that little void space. I'm starting to think twice about that because if you have a source of moisture from behind the concrete, it's going to keep coming. Now there's a weakness and the water is going to keep flowing in and it's going to carry minerals through it and it's going to force that through the plaster. You're going to continually have nodules. So how do you stop them? Unfortunately, if you cannot stop the moisture behind, if it's not a simple delamination that happened from some sort of weak spot in the plaster, maybe there was a puddle when they plastered or something like that, you're going to have to resurface that pool. You're going to have to chip it out. I would strongly recommend waterproofing the shell. If you have weepers, you need to epoxy and fill those. I'm not an expert on how to exactly solve that problem, but you definitely need to address the weepers, waterproof the whole thing, and replaster. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Water chemistry cannot stop this if you have it because there's a weakness behind the scenes. What I'm saying is this is a physical problem. This is not strictly a chemistry problem. That's what we've seen in the field. So in summary, there are two very different opinions on what initially causes the weakness in plaster to allow nodules to exist. But there's no disagreement that it is minerals from within or behind the cement coming to the surface. And how to stop it? You probably need to resurface your pool. You can sand them off. You can hide them, you can try to dissolve them, you can do all sorts of stuff to band-aid the problem, but realistically, in our experience, you almost always need to waterproof that shell. Almost always. Address any weepers you may have, but if you do have a nodule problem, look critically at it. If you've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, it's almost guaranteed you've got a high water table and it's coming through the gunite. If you've got like one or two, you might have a weeper. You might just be lucky and have just a small delamination area, and that might be able to be patched. It might be. Talk to plaster experts on that. I'm not the guy, but in our experience, that's where nodules come from. I, again, strongly recommend you look at photos of what we're talking about, because unless you've seen it, this probably sounds pretty foreign to you. I'm Eric Knight with Arenda. I did this episode alone. I do hope to have somebody with me on the next one when we talk about crystals. It'll probably be Jared, but I don't know. He's so busy. That's the problem. Anyways, this has been episode 50 of the Rule Your Pool podcast. If you have questions, reach out to us. We created a new email, by the way, specifically for your requests and questions, podcast@orendatech.com. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Rule Your Pool, a podcast by Arenda Technologies. For more information on what we discussed in this week's episode, check the links in the description or visit www.arendatech.com.
I hope you find this show valuable enough that you tap that subscribe button and share it with your friends. You can also like us on Facebook and social media. And with our help, you'll be able to rule your pool without overtreating it with chemicals and wasting money. I'll see you next episode.